Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chick-fil-A caused an incredible amount of controversy by announcing its new philanthropic giving policy. They said they will no longer give to organizations such as the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes or the Paul Anderson Foundation Youth Home. They're saying that they're moving into new markets. And, quote, the COO said, "We need to be clear about who we are." And then they also said that they're going to be giving to other specific entities, including Covenant House International. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the COO said that, quote, "There's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message." Then he indicates, "We're not going to give any more to the Salvation Army, which is the largest of its kind in the world in terms of feeding and housing people." Feeding and housing people. They do both. What they said they will do, Matt, is they will redirect their contributions to three different areas: feeding, housing, people who are homeless, and education. Well, Salvation Army fits both of those categories. And they've been criticized, wrongly, I believe, certainly, by the LGBT because they supported the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, and they have been criticized for supporting, quote, anti-LGBT organizations. Now, these organizations, they don't comment on LGBT. I don't remember seeing any quotes from them, but they have policies that are biblical in terms of sexual purity, sexual relations in the context of marriage between a man and a woman. And for that reason, they have been,
they've been targeted
as anti-LGBT.
Yeah.
And then Chick-fil-A has been wrongly accused of that. So Chick-fil-A said, "Well, we're moving into new markets. We're getting pushback because of that. We're changing our funding policy." And so someone might say, Matt, well, you know, but they're still funding, you know, organizations that provide community food banks and hunger initiatives and so forth, like Covenant House. Well, who is Covenant House? I think what Chick-fil-A has done is betray those of us that supported Chick-fil-A. And they have thrown every organization and person under the bus. And I can tell you what, the people that I talk to and leaders around the country from, I was just in Washington, D.C., are very concerned about this open betrayal.
Yeah, and customers are going to Chick-fil-A's around the country, and I would encourage people, yes, you can go and talk to the manager. Understand, though, this is a corporate decision. The individuals running the various franchises
around the
country.
Yeah, please don't go and yell at the managers and the employees.
Yeah, express your concerns and ask them to forward that on to corporate. That's what I will be doing. But, you know, this is the textbook case of, you know, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Here, Chick-fil-A.
This is voluntary surrender.
Yeah, no, this is really,
voluntary surrender, unnecessarily so. And if Chick-fil-A thinks that, you know, a caving in to the LGBT social justice anti-Christian, that's what we're talking about here, pressure groups, is going to placate them, it is not. They're already coming out and say, nope, not enough. You need to start giving to our organizations, giving to anti-Christian organizations.
Well, they already said that. HRC, Human Rights Campaign, already said, this is not enough. You need to now include LGBT benefits for all of your employees.
And your bathrooms
and everything else. So it's
going
to never be enough.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. They're not going to do the largest food initiative and housing initiative for homeless, Salvation Army. They're going to go to an entity called Covenant House, which has locations now in only 31 cities, far smaller than Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. What is Covenant House? And here's the thing, people. I know that there's people on different side of this issue. Some say don't rush to judgment, and I agree with that. But I've done more research on this, And it's pretty obvious what Chick-fil-A corporate has done. And it's the leadership. I'm not saying anything about Dan Cathy. I'm talking about the president who comes out and says this, the COO, who still serves on, by the way, the Boy Scouts. And we know where they went on this issue. He's an advisor to the Boy Scouts. But Covenant International, Covenant House International, was founded by a Catholic priest. A Catholic priest who became a pedophile, who ended up was sued by individuals for having sex with these children, minors, who were there to get food and shelter. He ended up having to step down. That's the background of Covenant House, and this is what they're saying. By shifting from Salvation Army to Covenant House International, quote, the COO said, this provides more focus and more clarity. Well, Covenant House is a very radical LGBT initiative, a promoter. Yes, it does provide feeding initiatives, but go to their website. Go to the website of Covenant House, and what will you find? On their website, you will find, quote, LGBTQ initiatives as one of their top priorities. And if you go to LGBTfunders.org, LGBTfunders.org, that's an organization, a pro-homosexual organization, that lists some of its top funders or the top funders for LGBTQ issues. Well, who's on there? Covenant House. And when you click on their website or their Facebook or their Twitter, it goes to Covenant House, the one that Chick-fil-A has chosen. It's listed and it is provided proudly as one of the nation's high-level top funders of LGBTQ issues.
So an anti-Christian homosexual activist group, and when I say anti-Christian, they claim to be a Catholic organization, but they're anti-Christian, anti-biblical at least. Mm-hmm. And this is, so they're giving funding now, rather than the Salvation Army, a faithful Christian organization, they're giving to this organization founded by a child rapist.
Yeah, a child rapist. And so if you go to Covenant House's website, I mean, it boggles my mind because they said, we're not going to do Salvation Army. They tried to say, well, it's because we had a commitment, multi-year giving commitment that has expired. It also expired for FCA. You know, they started to do this, by the way, in 2012. They cut out organizations that the LGBT targeted, the Paul Anderson Youth Home Program. They cut that out because they didn't have a multiple-year funding agreement with them. So they, back in 2012, they cut out all those that were the targets of the LGBT community. But they still had two more left that they had a multi-year commitment to, Salvation Army, FCA. Those just expired. So now they say, we're not going to fund those anymore because we're moving into new markets. We get pushback. We want to be clear about who we are, but here's who we will fund. Covenant House International. This provides more focus and more clarity. Go to Covenant House International website. Just search for it. You'll find LGBT plastered throughout that. In fact, not only LGBT, they talk about LGBT homelessness, but they talk about creating an environment where they celebrate, I'm using their terms, celebrate LGBTQ.
They celebrate sin.
They celebrate it.
Whereas the Salvation Army is a church. They serve anyone, but they also give the gospel. And that's the key to all of this, you know?
And if Chick-fil-A wants, you know, any record of how this is going to play out for them, just look at the Boy Scouts. They capitulated. They caved. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And they're teetering on bankruptcy. Their numbers are dwindling. And they're still not favored by the LGBT act, radical left.
Now, I know that you have to be careful about what you read in the media. I withheld, you know, making any comments until I read more. But I'm telling you, what they said about why they're doing it is very clear. And then they actually put forth front and center an organization that they say provides more focus and clarity about the direction in which they are going. Did no one have the intelligence to find an organization that's completely neutral? They shifted from an organization, the Salvation Army, that has been called anti-LGBTQ because of its biblical position on marriage, to an organization that is out front all over its website promoting and celebrating LGBT. Give a call to corporate, because this is absolutely a decision that betrays the people who supported it, but it also hurts organizations and individuals by legitimizing this so-called anti-LGBT hate group falsehood. Go to Chick-fil-A, be polite, but give them your opinion. You can go to our website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.